under the spotlight with the Pauline Quirk Academy of Performing Arts, inviting you to their new afternoon academy session launch on the 28th of January.
You join me at PQA in Chester, which is a dedicated performing arts school with classes for children and young adults in comedy and drama, musical theatre, film and TV. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by one of the students today, and we say hello to Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about what PQA is, because there'll be a lot of people listening who perhaps won't have heard of it.
Well, PQA is an academy which young children and young adults go to have fun and see friends and express how they really feel.
And this is something, obviously, in addition to school, this is something you do on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's from 10 to 1pm, but we'll be launching a PM group as well in the new year, I think.
Right, so what sort of activities would you be involved in when you come down here on a Saturday morning?
So we do musical theatre, which is normally dancing and singing, and then in comedy drama, we do basically comedy and drama. We go through some plays, maybe some scripts, play some games, and then there's film and TV, and we record some mini films, and then we show them off, and we just have a lot of fun there.
It sounds great fun. Excellent. And is this because you're thinking of a career in one of those things, or is it just for fun?
Well, I'm thinking of a career in drama maybe in the future. But loads of people just come here to have fun and to just have a great time.
And are most of the students that you mix with here, are they people you know anyway, or do you mix with lots of people who are new to you?
I mix with lots of people who are new to me. I've met a lot of new friends and it's really good.
Excellent. And how long have you been coming here?
I've been coming here for about a year now, and I can say that I really enjoy it, and it's definitely something I'm really happy that I've joined.
Fantastic. And I couldn't believe the number of students that there were when we started a few minutes ago.
Yeah, there's a lot there, and I'm really surprised that so many people all share the same passion, and we just all love it.
Excellent. And are they all students from around Chester, or do they come from further afield?
They come from like a mixture around North Wales to around England.
And if you could choose one thing that was the best bit about coming to PQA, what would that be?
I would say it's the fact that you can just go in there, put aside all your week's problems, and just go in there, have fun, and express what you do the best.
Excellent. And if there's anybody listening that hasn't been involved before, you'd obviously recommend them to join.
Yes, definitely.
And just remind us where it's all based.
In PQA Chester.
Okay, and it's in the Catholic High School in Chester, Gala.
Yes, it is.
Right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much, Abby. You join me at PQA in Chester, which is based in the Catholic High School in the city. It's a dedicated performing arts school with classes for children and young adults that take place every Saturday morning. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of the students. We say hello to Nicole.
Hiya.
So tell us your involvement with PQA.
So I've been involved with PQA since I was around 14. So that's about, well, it feels like 4 years now, so it's kind of crazy. And in that time, I've done a lot of things, from more musical theatre based projects, singing and developing my skills in dance, and then to comedy and drama and film as well. And I've had a lot of opportunities opened up through PQA as well.
Now, I'm guessing some of these things you would do in normal school, but you can explore them in greater detail here.
Yeah, so every school, well, not every school, but a lot of schools do have their GCSE drama, GCSE dance syllabus. But what makes PQA different is we can do things based on what the children like and what we want to explore in future. So if you have an interest, you could say to one of our teachers and be like, hey, I want to do this. Could we have a project that focuses on it? And people will actually try and make an effort for you, and you could actually get that to be in like a show. Or when we had cabaret, everyone had their own little thing, their own talent.
Good. And I'm guessing, unlike school where the teachers are conscious you're following a syllabus, you might have an exam in a year, and so they're very restricted in what they can do, whereas it's more free and easy, I suppose, here.
Oh, 100%. You can, anything that you really imagine, we could find a way to do. Whereas in school, you're always going to be limited by what the paper says you have to do in the end.
And are you thinking of a career in any particular part of performing arts?
Yeah, that's almost my issue in a way, because the world's so big with performing arts. I know I want to do this, but it's whether it, to go into music or dance. And I think PQA helps me have all of those areas so that if I did want to go off into any of them, I would have a decent chance.
Yeah, that sounds very sensible. So you're not focusing on one aspect. Yeah. You're experimenting with all of them and deciding what you would like to pursue.
Yeah, no, definitely. You have actually got the chance to experiment and find yourself in a way that you wouldn't have otherwise. So I'm going to have areas that if I didn't come to PQA, I never would have looked at or even bothered to try.
And the best thing you've done at PQA so far?
Oh, this is a difficult one. I think last year we had the show we did, Adam's Family, and it was the first show we did after lockdown, and it was just brilliant because we spent so much time as a team working on it. And when we came out of it, it was just amazing. Everyone had such a good time, and the show we produced was really high quality, and I'm really proud of what we did.
Excellent. And if there are students listening now who like the sound of it, it's dead easy to get involved.
Oh yeah, definitely. You just have to register, and if there's space in the class, which I think there will be because we're launching a new PM Academy, you can just be a part of it, and everyone's really friendly, so you'll be completely fine.
Fantastic. Really good to talk to you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
I'm at PQA in Chester, and this time I'm talking to Jess, who's another one of the students here, and she's going to tell me about an exciting show that happened last year in London, I believe. Tell us more, Jess.
Yes, so we did a show in 2018 called Troubles of Brewing in London. It was on the West End, and we did it in Her Majesty's Theatre in London, where they do Phantom of the Opera. It was a really good experience, and we all had a great time doing it. I'd say the preparation for it was just amazing. We were all so excited to keep going with this, and it opened up so many more opportunities for me.
And all the people that were in the West End show, were they all from PQA?
Yes, they were. So we did it as a company, and we did it with another company of PQA.
Right.
And we both just kind of like clicked as one big group, and the show went really, really well. So,
good. And I'm guessing you did lots of preparation for it here before you went down to the West End.
Absolutely, yeah. So we did like months and months of preparation, but it was all great fun because we all singing and dancing together, and it just brought us together as a group.
Yeah. And if we'd been in the audience watching that show at the West End, what would we have seen?
You would have seen a lot of like Western stuff.
Right.
So it was about like cowboys and stuff. But yeah, it was just like, you would have had a great time watching it. It was just a very uplifting show for people to watch. So
it was singing, dancing and acting.
Yeah, absolutely. We ranged all of the three together, and yeah, it was just an overall great show to do.
A fantastic experience.
Yes.
Now, tell us about what other things you've done at PQA.
So last year we did The Addams Family, which was a great new show, and we all got to explore different characters and do shows that we haven't done before. So yeah, we also did Cabaret as well, so that was a variety show. So we got to show off talents that we don't usually show off, and we got to explore that and do that in more detail, like comedy.
Now, are you somebody that's thinking of a career in performing arts, or is this just a fun activity to do on a Saturday morning?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about going to LIPA, so that's performing arts.
Yes.
So I'd love to do this in the future, and I'm also thinking about being an actor.
Right. And I'm guessing that when you come to apply for those sort of places, the fact that you've been here is going to help you a lot, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. This has definitely opened up so many more opportunities for me. I wasn't confident on my acting and my singing before, but now I am. And with the help of PQA, it's definitely gave me the confidence to do this more.
And do you think that confidence extends to your personal life as well? Yes, you're confident when you're on stage, but do you think it's made you a more confident person in real life, so to speak?
Yeah, of course. So it's definitely helped me with like, well, reading for starters, reading scripts and doing singing. And recently we did a busking, so that was something that I thought I'd never try, but in the end I did.
Now, I was going to ask you what was the highlight, and I'm guessing you've already told me, haven't you, the West End show?
Yes, definitely the West End show was the highlight. It's always been a dream of mine to go to do West End, so to get to do it from a young age was incredible.
And that must impress a lot of your friends. I've been in a West End show.
Of course, yes. It's definitely, I've told all my friends, and they were so pleased for me, so yes.
Fantastic, really good to talk to you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'm joined today by another student from PQA in Chester, and we say hi to Elsie.
Hi.
Now, I gather your interest is in film and TV.
I like everything that that is there to offer at PQA, but I do love film and TV because there's so many opportunities. So, one week we could be like designing costumes and we could be like creating your own characters and stuff, and I think that's really important. It gives the people time to express themselves before we do like the important bits, but I feel like when we're on camera everyone could be their self and show that character's personality, and I think that's really good.
And you're also interested in the behind the scenes stuff, I gather.
Yeah, I really am. I like working on the cameras because it lets me form a new skill, like, right, on the camera, so I can learn in photography and lots of other bits and bobs like that.
Because some of the technical side can be quite complicated, I'm guessing. TV cameras are not easy to operate, I don't think.
Well, they're not really easy to operate with, but with the help of Tom and Kaya and Robin and sometimes Jenny, they all make a great team, and then they're really helpful to us and tell us how to work it and everything like that.
And it's not just pointing a camera at somebody, but it's also doing all the clever bits like the editing.
Oh yeah, so I think Tom or Jenny edit it. They have really good editing skills, so I think it's really important that they know when to add transitions, stuff like that. And I'm also I like editing as well. I used to make quite a lot of home movies as well.
Wow. And I gather you get to see these on the big screen when they're finished.
Yeah, it's really nerve-wracking. I've been once just before COVID when I was in Green Group. I had a really fun time and seeing myself on the screen. We had like lots of different movies, different genres and everything, and I think that's really important. We take everyone's ideas into account.
Now, I ask everybody this, what's been the highlight for you so far at PQA?
Well, in Green Group, we did do this show called High School Musical. I really enjoyed, but then I sadly had to leave because of COVID, so I wasn't around for much more. But we also did Alice, so either one of those two I enjoyed, and I also enjoyed the cabaret.
And are you somebody that's hoping to pursue a career in film and TV, or is this just a fun activity?
Well, I do this as a fun activity, but I would like to become an actor and maybe work a camera operator or something like that.
Fantastic. Really good to talk to you. Now, if you've been listening this week, you'll know that we've been talking to a number of the talented students from PQA in Chester. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Jenny Beresford, who's the principal. I have to say straight away, you have some very talented and confident students.
Oh, hi, everyone. Yes, they're amazing. They're such a wonderful bunch. And yeah, they're super confident. They've not always been, but I think doing performing arts and we create quite a nice, friendly atmosphere here. So everyone's really lovely. And yeah, I think they are a super wonderful bunch. I'm glad you like them.
Right, now tell us how PQA all began.
So PQA is, well, it's shortened down, it's the Pauline Quirke Academy of Performing Arts, and there's 200 about, but it started actually 15 years. It's her 15th birthday this year, and it started by Pauline Quirke herself, so you might know her from Birds of a Feather. She started it up for her son, really, Charlie, and she found that there was lots of performing arts school, but there wasn't a performing arts school that kind of had film and television. And her partner, Steve, worked in film, and they thought, oh, what a great opportunity to teach young people about not only, you know, musical theatre, dance, singing, drama, but also film and TV. So those skills, what it's like to be on a film set. So we make short films and TV shows, and what it's like to be in front and behind the camera. So some of our students might come and they might not want to sing, dance and act. They might actually really just want to, you know, hold a camera and be a director or be a script writer. So we kind of have all those skills in one school, and it's very different because, yeah, you don't often get to, when you're 6 years old, like hold a camera and learn how to be a director. So that's why it was set up. So yeah, I've been going for 15 years and there's lots about, but we're the Chester branch.
And you're based in the Catholic High School a moment, I gather.
Yeah, we're at the Catholic High School, so we're quite close to the town centre. And it's great. We've got our own little studios and we've got our own little film room. So we've got a green screen set up and a little stage. So we do in-house shows, but we also hire big theatres as well around the city and around the town. So we can do performances in different places. So recently we actually performed in the Echo Arena in Liverpool. That was just in Christmas time. We also performed at the Cathedral with G4. So we have professional opportunities alongside our in-house shows and productions. So last summer we hired a cabaret bar and we got to do like a young cabaret show. So they did stand-up comedy and sketches. So we try and have a bit of a mixture of stuff that the students can do.
And one of the things that comes across loud and clear is how much everybody enjoys it. You don't get the pulled faces that I remember from school teaching days when children would come into the classroom and say, do we have to do this, sir? Not like that at all here, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, sometimes we get them all a bit too wild and send them out the door like absolutely buzzing. It's all about kind of pushing the students to do what they want to do and come in on a Saturday morning. They might have had a rubbish week at school or they might have... you know, had a bit of a tough time, but they could come here on a Saturday and just explore their performing arts. They could write a movie, they could jump and sing and dance in musical theatre, and then they can perform their plays and act different characters in comedy and drama. So for us, it's all about giving young people a space to explore their creativity. And for us, like, we know that creativity is a massive skill of the future, and it's great to be in a place just on a Saturday morning. The children are here for 3 hours, but we've seen such a massive difference over a couple of weeks in confidence and children's kind of self-worth, and getting to make something that you're proud of is really, really important.
In the future, you could be watching TV or watching a film and actually see some of your students performing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's amazing, really, because alongside PQA, we have Quirky Kids, which is our in-house acting agency. So a lot of the students join up, and it's exclusively for our children, and they can perform in West End shows. We have some of our students, I'm a bit rubbish, you're supposed to not say anything, but some of them went on to a Netflix TV series last year. We've had some of our students in Hollyoaks. So the Quirky Kids is a fantastic kind of agency. So the children can come, they could come and they just want to improve their confidence, or they could come and they could go into audition for some of the shows. So we've got like Matilda in the West End has got PQA children in. So it's brilliant, really. We have like great opportunities for whatever they want to do.
And I'm guessing the professionals would be particularly impressed if one of your students applies for a role in a film or a play, the fact that they've had this sort of training with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, our children are prepared to walk onto a film set and know what they're doing. They know that when they say quiet on set, if they say something, they get fired. Well, that's what we say. You've got to be quiet. Mm. So they've got that discipline as well as the kind of creative skills. So they know when they walk onto a film set, what's happening, and when they say cut and action, what they do. And they also kind of got that confidence to just stand up there and give it a go.
Now, I know you've got a performance coming up this morning, so, and I can see parents arriving already, so I better let you go. But really good to talk to you, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Under the Spotlight with the Pauline Quirk Academy of Performing Arts, inviting you to their new afternoon academy session launch on the 28th of January.